Have you ever wanted to get away from it all? I mean, really, 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 really get away from it all. Then have I got the place for you, Point Nemo. Point Nemo is literally the most remote place on planet Earth. Learn more about Point Nemo and other poles of inaccessibility on this episode of Everything Everywhere Daily. This episode is sponsored by Harry's Razors. I want to tell you a quick story. Several years ago, I was a podcast listener just like you, and I was listening to one of my favorite history podcasts. One of the ads on the show was for a company called Harry's Razors. I was extremely dissatisfied with the razors I was using at the time, so I figured I'd give these Harry's Razors a try. And it was a great decision, and I have been a customer of Harry's Razors ever since. I use Harry's razors at home, and I've taken them with me on trips around the world. Not only does Harry's razors provide a smooth shave, but they do so at a much lower price than their competitors, which, if you've checked out the price of razor blades lately at the store, that is not something to sneeze at. Don't settle for the status quo. You can blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/everything. That's harrys.com/everything for a $3 trial set. This episode is sponsored by ButcherBox. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know I like to share some of the creations I've made with my ButcherBox shipments. Today I want to tell you about my latest creation, meat muffins. I take a package of ButcherBox ground beef and mix it with shredded cheese. I then put it in a cupcake tin, filling it about 3/4 of the way full. And then on top, I'll pour a scrambled egg mix. I put it in my air fryer for about 13 minutes at 390 degrees, and the result is ground beef muffins. Quick and easy to make, and you can put them in the fridge for later. And if you'd like to try this recipe out yourself, you are in luck. Because today, ButcherBox is giving my listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/everywhere, and use code everywhere to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/everywhere, code everywhere. This episode is sponsored by CuriosityStream. CuriosityStream has many original documentaries, including one of their latest, Return of the Wolves, which tells the story of wolves in Isle Royale National Park in Lake Superior, and the delicate balance of predator and prey with moose and wolf. Prices start as low as $2.99 per month or $19.99 per year, one of the cheapest streaming services available. If you love to learn, then start your subscription by visiting everything-everywhere.com/CuriosityStream or click on the link in the show notes. If you want to visit Point Nemo, you'll need a good ship and a GPS. Because there is nothing about Point Nemo which is special other than being a place on a map. Point Nemo is the point on Earth that is furthest away from any speck of land. Located in the southern Pacific Ocean, roughly between New Zealand and Chile, Point Nemo is 2,688 kilometers, or 1,670 miles from Easter Island, Pitcairn Island, and Marie Byrd Land in Antarctica. Unlike most discoveries on the planet, Point Nemo wasn't discovered by someone on a ship. It was discovered in 1992 by Hrvoje Lukatela, a Croatian-Canadian engineer who programmed a geospatial computer to find the place on Earth which was furthest from land. He named the spot after Captain Nemo from the Jules Verne novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. He has never visited Point Nemo himself. The area around Point Nemo is perhaps the least biologically active place on Earth. Because it is so far from land, and the land it's next to are mostly tiny islands which are themselves isolated, there are few micronutrients which come from the land which make their way to Point Nemo. These nutrients, most important of which is probably iron, is vital to the growth and reproduction of phytoplankton and algae. Without these nutrients, the region is mostly an aquatic desert. No phytoplankton means no fish. The lack of fish and its location far outside of major shipping lanes means that it is not only far from land, but it is the most isolated place on Earth because there is almost never any ships in the area. There is no reason for anyone to sail there because there's nothing there, and it isn't on the way to anywhere else. If you happen to go there to spend a day, the nearest human beings to you would be on the International Space Station, which would be 254 miles or 408 kilometers overhead. In 2018, there was a ship which did pass through the area as part of an around-the-world sailing competition. As they passed through, they took a sample of the water and brought it back for later testing. They found that the water there had 26 particles of microplastic per cubic meter. Because the area is so remote and has so few ships, it actually has its purposes. Most importantly, it's known as the spacecraft graveyard. Many countries will deorbit their satellites and make it so they crash in this part of the South Pacific. This section of the planet is the safest area to bring a satellite down, where the odds of hitting someone is minimized, as well as any potential environmental impacts. In the world of fiction, the area around Point Nemo is where author H.P. Lovecraft said the monster Cthulhu came from in his short story, The Call of Cthulhu. Point Nemo is more generally known as a pole of inaccessibility. In particular, it's called the oceanic pole of inaccessibility. A pole of inaccessibility is usually defined as the geographic location which is furthest from a coastline or from land. That means that Point Nemo is just one of several poles of inaccessibility on the Earth. None of these poles are actual physical things. They can only be really determined by figuring it out on a map. However, in a few cases, there are monuments that have been built to recognize the location. The northern pole of inaccessibility is the Point Nemo equivalent in the Arctic Ocean. It is not at the North Pole. It's actually located a bit closer to Russia, and is 1,008 kilometers, or 626 miles away from Ellesmere Island, Canada, or Komsomolets Island and Henrietta Island in Russia. The southern pole of inaccessibility is the location in Antarctica that is furthest from the Southern Ocean. There is actually an abandoned Soviet research station there known as Pole of Inaccessibility Research Station. Almost everything at the station has been covered in ice and snow. A team of explorers actually visited in 2007, and they were the first humans there in over 40 years. The only remaining things from the station is a bust of Lenin, which was built on top of a tower, and a few tops of radio antennas. In 2007, snow had almost reached the bust of Lenin, and it's possible that by now the bust has already been partially or totally buried in snow. The southern pole of inaccessibility is considered to be significantly more difficult to reach than the actual south pole. There's some disagreement about the southern pole of inaccessibility because there's a difference between its distance from sea ice and the open ocean. Other continents have their own poles of inaccessibility. The Eurasian pole is located in northwest China, not far from the border of Kazakhstan. It is 2,645 kilometers or 1,644 miles from the nearest coastline. In North America, the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota is the furthest point from any coastline, at a distance of 1,650 kilometers or 1,030 miles. In South America, the pole is located near the town of Arenaopolis in the Mato Grosso state in Brazil. It's 1,504 kilometers or 935 miles from the sea. In Africa, the point is located near the town of Obo in the Central African Republic, which is 1,814 kilometers or 1,127 miles from the coast. It's very close to the borders of both South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Finally, the Australian Pole of Inaccessibility is located about 130 kilometers west-northwest of Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. It's 920 kilometers or 570 miles to the sea. The executive producer of Everything Everywhere Daily is James Makala. I want to say bienvenido to all my listeners in Spain, and how's it going, eh, to all my listeners in Canada. I've recently made the Apple Podcast charts in both your countries, and I'm really happy to have you on board.